What up, Pete? Silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have guest hosts for today's episode. Not one, not two, but three guest hosts. We have the host of the Grand Rapidians Who Play Video Games podcast. What's going on, you guys?
Hey,
how's it going?
Thanks for having us, Amber. This is going to be a lot of fun. I love your podcast.
That means the world to me. Ginger and Willie in the house. And ladies and gentlemen, we also have my cousin brother, Mello.
Yeah.
Chris is up in here. That guy, he's here too. So we got three guest hosts, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Before we get started, Ginger, Willie, is there anything that you guys would like to plug before we go ahead and get started?
Our podcast is Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. So if you like our brand of toilet humor, check it out.
Yeah, a lot of toilet humor.
You know, we review beverages and play video games and shit too, but it's all fun.
We actually just recorded a podcast together on their podcast. I'm not sure when it's going to come out, but if you want to know, just go ahead, subscribe, give it a listen, and to follow them on their social medias, and that's the best way to find out when that's going to come on up. We've recorded together in the past, but this is the first time I've actually had you guys on my show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is long overdue.
Well, I know you, like, it's usually just you and, you know, once in a while, you know, a few other guest hosts. So, you know, no, we're honored to have, you know, be on your podcast. It's really nice.
I'm glad to have you guys here, because let me tell you something. My management skills are absolute trash. You know, let me ask everyone listening right now, including you guys. You guys ever, like, know that you have something to do, but you just don't do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, and then you complain about having so much to do. Like, I don't know why I'm the way that I am, but I can procrastinate with the best of them, damn it. So, oh, you're choking right now? You need me to save your life? Well, I don't feel like putting on a bra today, so like, you're gonna have to get it together and save your own life, because I'm not gonna get there to the last possible moment. So, you know, because I'm in my
big squeeze,
right?
Back on the back.
Yeah, just run to end of a chair.
The choking person. Okay. The no bra person, you probably just want to, like, not stare at their boobs. You know, let them be with no bra in their own fucking
damn right
time.
I'm in my 30s, so I'm exhausted, okay? like, we're geriatric millennials here.
Geriatric millennials.
That's right.
Because
listen, we barely have energy to eat. Nah, I'm supposed to save your life. Y'all want too much. Today, I've got some fun topics and games that I want to play and share with you guys. So just an assortment of silly per the usual. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
So right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, let's get it, y'all. So, oh, by the way, pictures can be found on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And before we get to the silly, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. Hook up your audible boo thing with the opportunity to earn more listeners. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download the episode so you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. And make sure you guys are doing that for all the podcasts that you're listening to. It helps all of us way more than you know. It puts us into the algorithm. So any podcast that you're listening to, weekly or daily, you'll hook us up with that 5-star review and help out your favorite content creators. All right, so first, as because it is February, it's Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? So who was ready for some Black History awesomeness real quick? Who's ready for that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, as you know, or as you're about to find out, every Black History Month, I like to share a Black History fact with you in the beginning of each episode before we get to the silly. And it's my way of celebrating this month. So sharing this information with others is how we keep Black History alive, because it does matter. So let's go ahead and get our Black on, y'all. Ginger, Willie, it's okay to laugh. It's all right.
And no one knows we are white, and we want to be as respectful as possible. You know.
Yo, that like, silence was like, yo, was it okay? Like, yeah. I love it. All right, so here we go.
Just want to be transparent. Like, you know,
We love them.
We're not quite that way.
Oh, well, no.
They are Grand Rapidians. Okay, they got this. So I want you guys to meet Marie Van Britten Brown.
Marie Van Britten
Brown. She is an African-American inventor who helped us feel safe. Let me explain. Okay, so she was an inventor of the first home security system. So homegirl, yeah, right? Homegirl has created, is credited.
What's it, bells on a string?
No, bitch.
Fuck,
on a string.
What fucking year was this? First of all, that name sounds so like 1679. You know what I mean? Like, what did she do?
So she's credited for with inventing the first closed circuit television. So it helps us feel safe, like I told you.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So she was born in Queens.
Like in the 60s or the 70s.
Well, no, we're talking about like in the 20s. So she was born in Queens, New York, okay, in 1922. Okay. And technology, obviously, at that time was mad different than it is today. So they didn't have Wi-Fi or even dial-up. Poor people. Times were hard. So,
so what did they do? They went outside?
What's outside? What's that? Like,
they
what?
They had fun.
I don't even think they had Big Macs then. Was McDonald's out?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Alexa, when did Big Macs come out?
Not back then.
What?
Area in 1967.
Okay. Alexa, be quiet. We're done with you. No, yeah, Big Macs run out. Yeah. See, these are the important questions that we have to ask.
Burger King was out first anyway.
Well, Burger King is trash. I don't eat that shit. So Marie was a nurse and her husband, Albert Brown, was an electronics technician. And so she was inspired by the security risks that she constantly had to deal with in her neighborhood. Crime was just running wild in her neighborhood and she was fucking sick of it. So she found a way to create a system that would help her know who was on her property when she wasn't home and be able to contact the police as soon as possible. So this is pretty much, honestly, Simply Safe and Ring and all that, ADT. None of that would exist without her contribution.
I get that.
Peepholes. That's where it all started. So all she needed for her original invention were peepholes, monitors, a camera, and a two-way microphone. Then eventually, an alarm button was created to press and immediately contact the police. So Marie and Albert, they filed for a patent August 1st, 1966, with the title Home Security System Utilizing Television Surveillance. Okay, that was the name of it. And it was approved December 2nd,
1969. Okay.
69.
Name is very fitting for her full name.
Right?
Yeah. Has a lot of names.
What?
So I love this. Like, she is consistent.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Now, she's received a National Scientist Committee Award. And as I said before, Simply Safe, Ring, ADT, and more would not exist without Marie Van Britten Brown. So, boom. I just dropped some knowledge bombs on all you motherfuckers. So everyone just got to experience a mind-blown emoji moment. That's what we're here for.
Like, who the fuck are the National Scientist Committee?
I'll Google it. Like, I'm not writing a book report.
I know.
Google that shit.
I want to know now.
Thank you for sharing. I know it's really great. And, you know, Black History happened more than just in February as well. So
yes,
I would highly recommend people, like, Googling Black History every day, and they actually post like something that either a someone who created or just someone who was a total badass who was African American. So
I love it.
We need a longer month.
Well, if you go back to 2018, I did an episode about the history of Black History, and you can find out there why it's in the month of February. And actually it started off as Black History Week, but all that information is there in that episode. Go ahead and check that out. Next up, they made ranch whipped cream. I don't understand why. Let's get into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, guys. I'm going to say some shit right now that's going to blow some more minds.
You're going to blow my mind?
Yeah, dude. I am not a fan of ranch. I'm not.
Hard. Same. I despise ranch. It is legit hot garbage. I hate that shit so much.
Yep, I have to buy my own and sneak it in and hide it. I have to hide it in the back of the fridge.
When he dips his pizza in ranch because that's like some Midwesterner shit that happens all the time.
Gross.
I side eye him so hard. I'm like, that poor pizza.
That's really the only thing that I use ranch for is like dipping frozen pizza in. I don't put it on salad or
what?
Frozen you pizza. Don't put it on salad? What about buffalo wings?
Blue cheese for buffalo wings.
Same. Yeah. Same.
I agree.
Yeah. That's so funny. Like, ranch is made as a dressing, mostly, like, and he doesn't even use it for that.
I call it the black people's dressing because, you know, they put it on everything.
Ranch and hot sauce. That's what we usually like.
No. Ranch, lemon pepper sprinkles.
Okay. So, depending on the hot sauce and, I guess, the ranch, because I have dumb food allergies, then I might, but it has to be hot enough for me not to taste the disgusting.
You gotta try this now. I gotta mix some habanero sauce in my ranch.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people in this world who overuse ranch, and they probably use it as a lubricant for sex too. Disgusting people.
Oh god.
I just think people need more diversity in their condiments. Like, come on. Now, with that being said, whipped ranch is now a thing. Like, in a can, the whipped cream would come out of. Yeah, they got it like ready whipped ranch and shit. Like, I don't know why, but they call it flip whip. If you guys want to go ahead and look that up and Google it, it's fine. But I went to the website flipwhipdip.com. And
are you serious?
That's a mouthful. Shit. Flip whip dip.
Flip whip dip.
It says here that flip whip flips the dip world on its head with classic flavors whipped to creamy perfection so that they jazz up crackers and veggies or give pizza and wings a new groove. Oh, and it comes in blue cheese, too.
I could see that for, like, carrot dip, if it's, like, whipped and airy.
Yeah, that might be, like, yeah.
But that's veggie dip. That's not ranch. I don't want ranch for my carrots.
Yeah, I like the veggie dip.
I love blue cheese, and I don't want whipped blue cheese. Like, just, I don't know, something about that makes me, like, kind of, like, just stop.
How do you whip blue cheese?
I don't know, dude. There will be a photo of it on the podcast Instagram, but if you guys want to Google it and take a look at what it looks like, check it out.
Is it not chunky if it's whipped?
I'm assuming not.
Does it not have the cheese in it?
I'm assuming not. I don't. I refuse to purchase this product, so I don't know.
So clogged if it was chunky.
That'd be so weird. I won't lie. I am not intrigued by this because I want my dips to be dips.
I try homemade blue cheese whip dip.
What?
Homemade
whip dip blue cheese?
Whatever the flip dip shit, whatever the fuck that shit
dip
said.
Shit.
There it is.
So you just put blue cheese with a whipped cream?
There it is.
That sounds weird.
And you just like whip it in your hand.
In the food processor.
Stand mixer.
I mean, I'll say this. I fought DVDs when they first came out. You know, I was like, you can't even rewind them. That's dumb. But I could be wrong about the whip flip dip. I don't know. Like...
Wait, how do you even know how to say that shit?
Wrong, but I am with you, Amber. I am not trying it.
Yeah. So here's what I do want to try. I want both of you each to try to say. I want you to say flip whip dip. I want to hear you guys say that.
It sounds like flip whip dick.
What, the flip whip dick?
Try to say flip whip dip three times in a row as fast as you can.
Flip, flip, dip. I'm really, really trying hard. Like, way harder than I needed to.
That's a tough one. Next up, have you ever heard of a story and wondered if it was someone who was drunk that it happened to, or were they just a kid? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Wait, what? Hold the fuck up.
Yeah, you heard what the fuck I said. Kid. Yeah, we're about to play a game. Okay, we have all experienced some odd moments in our lives as kids and as drunk adults, but what if I told you that I have a few weird stories about both? And here's a question. Do you think that you would be able to guess if this story happened while someone was drunk or when they were a kid? Do you guys think you'd be able to guess when I tell you?
Let's do it.
Let's try it. It's
50-50. You think, Willie's like, oh, I got this. All right, now, Chris, your job is to not look at my fucking monitor.
Not.
Because you want to play, right?
Not.
All right. He's a cheating whore.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, here's the first one. And it says here.
She turned the screen brightness down.
I sure did. I don't trust you. The first one is, pissed in my cat's litter box because I was mad at my mom. Was this person drunk or was this person a kid? Willie, you go first.
I say a kid because they said they're mad at their mom.
They're mad at their mom? All right, Ginger, what do you think?
I'm still at my mad at my mom, and I'm an adult, but I'm going to also say a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you say?
Anybody knows the kid. Huh? Definitely a kid.
A kid?
Yeah.
All right. The answer is, stop.
I'm not looking.
The answer is a kid.
Yeah.
It was a kid. Yeah, they kind of gave it away with that. But I've been mad at my mom, and I'm in my 30s. Sometimes I still get mad at her.
Pissed in her goddamn cat litter, though?
No, well, the cat's mine, so if I want to piss in my cat's box, I fucking will. No one's going to judge me, damn it. I clean it out.
I'm going to pee on her other stuff.
Yeah, like her shoes or something.
The wigs.
Number two. Here's the second one. Who ate a Power Ranger action figure to fight off the infection? Was this person a drunk or was this person a kid? Willie, you go first.
Drunk.
Drunk?
Yeah, I'm with Will. That's a drunk person.
What about you?
I mean, it sounds more like meth than drunk, but...
You're not wrong, Chris. Like, poor man crazy. On some meth, like, hanging in from some fucking shit and being a Power Ranger or something.
And it's funny because we bring up meth in this podcast at least once, and I'm not even sure I have meth in this episode. I'm sorry, listeners.
We covered it. Chris got it covered, and we'll continue with that shit. That's
all right.
Gonna be crazy.
Who ate the Power Ranger action figure to fight off the infection? It was a drunk adult. They actually added something to this one. It says, my friends still rag on me for it to this day, though I did call my mates into the bathroom because his legs were sticking out of my shit, and we all laughed until we cried. What a beautiful memory that they just can cherish forever.
Hopefully the action figure didn't do, like, any damage to his intestines.
I hope so, too. I hope it was a mini action figure. That is some crazy shit.
I had a drunk guy in my front yard one time, right? And I woke him up, and he was like, I'm looking for the handle to the rock because the 89 bus is late.
What?
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yeah. So it's possible. It's possible.
I mean, let's be honest. If he really wanted to fight the infection, he probably should have eaten a Ninja Turtle instead. So that's him. That's his problem. All right, number
1,000%.
Right? That's valid, isn't it, Ginger? I feel like you know, this gives me another question here. Everybody listening, you can let me know on the podcast Twitter or the on the Professional Silly podcast Facebook group. And here's a question: who would really win in a battle, like Power Rangers versus Ninja Turtles? Willie, what do you think?
Oh, the Power Rangers have their mechs, which, you know, I don't know if the Turtles can compete with two Godzilla-sized robots.
Yeah, see, that's not even fair. They have to morph into shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's morphin' time. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's not fair. Ginger, what do you think?
I say Ninja Turtles because they're better than Power Rangers, and I will fight you for that.
Same.
Like, we'll fight you on the internet about that.
Yeah.
If they leave their vehicles at home. Yeah,
exactly.
The Turtles are winning.
Oh yeah. If it's just Power Rangers, like, without their morphin shit, and it's the Ninja Turtles in, like, an actual, like, hand-to-hand combat, the Turtles are going to wipe the floor with their little colorful uniforms. It's a wrap. Chris, what do you think?
I'm not responding
pizza
to this.
Pizza after.
All right. Number 3. Drunk or a kid, who ate a hole through their paper plate because the spaghetti tasted so good? Drunk or a kid? Willie, you go ahead first.
I've done that as a kid and as a drunk adult. Spaghetti on paper plates usually ends up like that. I'm gonna say drunk.
Okay. Ginger, what about you?
I'm going to say a kid.
Oh, okay. Okay. Chris, you?
I'm going to say a drunk kid.
This is not about your life, okay? This is not about your childhood.
A kid.
All right. So the answer is a kid. I would have assumed drunk, but I've eaten some weird things fucked up before too. So I but that was a kid.
Yeah, same.
Spaghetti with ranch foam.
Oh, god damn it, Willie!
Fire on your
god damn it!
But you know,
I
know people that put mayonnaise in their
spaghetti. That's gross. I mean, you know, our cousin Marcus puts lemon juice in every fucking thing, so he's weird.
He did.
Like Chinese food, spaghetti, like it doesn't matter. He puts lemon Chinese juice on food? Everything. Yeah, everything. You live with him, you know he's weird.
He carries around like a spray bottle with the lemon juice in it.
No, he eats yeast.
Evenly distributed.
I don't know, dude. I don't understand, but he does it for everything he eats, and I think he's weird. Hey, Marcus. So we should get him a lemon juice spray bottle for Christmas. Like, you think he'd use it? Number four, I took a half hour nap on the floor of a hotel elevator. Was this person drunk or were they a kid? Willie, you up first?
Yeah, you first, Will.
Oh, I said drunk.
Oh, you said drunk? What about you, Ginger?
This is definitely a drunk fucking move for sure. Like, ooh, this floor is comfortable.
Definitely.
What'd you say, Chris?
A drunk.
You say drunk? All right. So this person was a kid. And they added on some shit here. It says here, I was a theater kid in high school, and every year there was a big conference where all the high school theater groups stayed downtown for 3 days and did theater workshops. I left the convention center early because I was super tired and had to walk back to the hotel by myself at night and downtown Denver as a 14-year-old girl. I have no idea how I'm still alive, to be honest. So she was a kid.
Out for your ass. That's how you're still alive.
They were in high school. I can picture like a 2-year-old taking a nap in
an elevator. Whole ass 14. I feel like that's old enough not to sleep on the floor of an elevator, I feel like.
Right.
All right, this is the last one.
First of all, that's not a kid.
That's a kid. That's a kid to me.
14?
That's a kid to me. They're a child.
When I hear kid, I'm thinking like 5 to 9.
I feel like a kid is from like birth to like 17.
5 to 9.
Even 18 feels like a kid to me, but that's because I'm old.
Yeah, you're a child before your frontal lobe develops. Yeah. So you do dumb shit, and that society says you're 18 as a kid, but like, and. That's yeah. Not another conversation. Our babies, they are children. They are not of age by the eyes of the law. They are babies.
I know, that's right. Fucking kids. Last one. Who peed on the floor and then drank an entire bottle of chocolate syrup? Were they drunk or were they a kid?
Wonderful.
Can I go last this time?
Sure. Go ahead, Chris. You want to go first?
Kid.
Kid? All right, Ginger?
I say kid as well.
You say kid? What do you say, Willie?
I'm gonna go drunk then and try and come back and tie up the score.
You're gonna, okay, there we go. We got kid and we got drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is drunk. He was drunk. It goes on to say, I peed on the floor in my own house, drank an entire bottle of chocolate syrup, and got pissed when I couldn't make chocolate milk because someone drank all the syrup.
Oh my God, all that sugar would ruin me. It would go, I'm not even going to speak of how it would ruin me. It would just ruin me.
She's like, I'm ruined. I'm done. It's funny because like all of these, no matter like either story, it could have been a drunk or a kid. Because when you think about it, drunk people, they're just tall ass adults with money. You know, like, I mean, tall ass kids with money. Yeah, they're just, you know, they're just drunk making toddler decisions that affect their lives for the rest of their life. Right.
I don't drink anymore because I did some dumb decisions when I was drinking. That's for sure. When I was younger.
It's a small anecdote. On my 21st birthday, I was in Savannah, Georgia, and I got so fucking buzzed. I used to work in City Market at this bar called Bar Bar, which is surrounded by other bars, you know? So all the bartenders in the area know each other because we got off work at the same time. Sometimes we go see if they can make change for something, you know, etc. So during my birthday, we went to all the bars in the surrounding area. I was getting free shots left and right. I was drinking everything that was offered because, you know, I was 21. I was stupid. Everything. When I tell you, Ginger, Willie, Chris, I got so fucked up that I tried to go home with a homeless man. Now, mind you, I'm a lesbian, one. Okay, that's the first one. This man had no home or shoes. If it was not for my friend Brooklyn, Brooke is what we call her. If it was not for her.
You are the best.
My God, she saved my life. Like, I could have gotten lice at the very least. Like, it would have been not a good time.
You're horrible.
I know. I almost got got arrested on my 21st birthday.
I mean, like, if you don't almost get arrested on your 21st birthday, did you really do your 21st birthday right? Like, that's the question.
Or even, like, almost go home with a homeless man.
I mean, one of those things has to happen, or you're just not having a 21st birthday correctly.
Okay. Yeah, our friend got us kicked out of the bar, and it was a night, and I'm glad I actually remember it. Wow.
I threw up a rainbow. I don't even know what it was, dude. Yeah. There were so many colors.
The shit people would give you, because they're like, they're going to drink anything. You're ready to get fucked up.
Oh, my God. Next up, top 10 rudest celebrities. Who made the cut? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So many of us have had an idea of how a celebrity would be in person. There are a few that you just look at and you just know for a fact that they would be so kind. Like, for instance, Betty White. May she rest in peace. I cannot imagine anyone having a foul moment with Betty White, and if you have, keep that shit to your fucking self, because in my mind she's an angel, and I don't want you to fuck that up for me. But have you guys ever met any celebrities that were like rude to you? Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, one time when I was eating at Olive Garden in Grand Rapids, Bill Laimbeer was eating at a table right over from us.
Who's
this was
that?
Like in the '90s. He was, like, in the Chicago Bulls, and he was, like, one of the best basketball players in the world, and he was a big white guy.
Oh, okay.
Playing in the NBA, and so he was, like, the famous NBA white guy.
Okay. I don't sports ball, so...
He had a super,
sports ball.
He had a super, he was famous for fouling people, and he even had a Super Nintendo game.
That seems like a white guy thing to do, I'm just saying.
He had a Super Nintendo game called Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball, where it was like futuristic with like saw blades in the floor and rockets, and you could follow people because he was a mean basketball player. And I didn't even know who he was, except for that this was before the video game came out, but like my parents were like, hey, that's Bill Laimbeer over there, go ask him for an autograph. And so I took my Kool-Aid hat over there, and he signed my Kool-Aid hat, but he was kind of a jerk about it.
Yeah,
did it though.
Okay.
That sucks. What about you, Ginger? You have any weird or rude experiences with any celebrities?
When I was a kid, there's like this local like celebrity here in Grand Rapids called Miranda, and she did a lot of stuff with like kids, and she always seemed positive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like the Fox Kids party in the park person.
Mm-hmm. And she still is, and she's a giant cunt, and I said it. I was like 7 or 8, and my mom and I were at a Family Fair grocery store up like more north here towards like the Knapp Street one. And I was like, Mom, that's Miranda. And she's like, go say hi to her. And I was like, hi, Miranda. She's like, get away from me, kid. She literally said, get away from me, kid. And I went back crying. And
she broke your little child heart.
Okay, and I just was like, I'm fine.
What
like,
a bitch.
I didn't want to tell my mom because I just was so crushed. So fuck Miranda. She's a giant cunt, and I hope she stubs her toe every day for the rest of her life.
You know what? Yeah, fuck her. What about you, Mello? Have you any weird celebrity moments, like rude-ass celebrities that you've met?
Just Beyonce.
What? When did you meet Beyonce?
The Beehive is coming for you.
2005. It was like 2005. She was still part of Destiny's Child, or maybe she just went. I don't know. 2005. But she was at the airport. It snowed in. I wanted the autograph, you know?
Oh, wow.
Couldn't get close to
her. I just want everyone to know that Mello has nothing to do with the Professionally Silly Podcast. I have never said a bad word about Beyonce, and I never will. So, at Mello, at...
album and should have wore one album of the year. But if you have a, you know, a video game to talk about, Mello, you can come on GRPV.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yo, when is that going to hurry up and come to fucking, MetaQuest? Like, I've been waiting for a while. Hurry up. Get it together. I want to see a stripper's, like, stripping virtual reality-wise through the game.
Do you?
It's the only reason I want them to put it on.
Do you
there.
Really want to see that?
Why wouldn't I?
So what was the name of that movie? Like Minority Report or something? They went to like a whatever you could think of, they had it like
3D. Oh, I think that was, yeah, you can like create whatever the fuck. Or is that Inception? Yeah. Bitch, I don't know. Well, let's get back to these rude ass celebrities here. So what I want to do is I want to see if you guys can guess if a couple of celebrities might have been on the top 10 list of the rudest celebrities. So this is coming from thetop10s.com. And I want you guys, actually, I want you to guess a few celebrities and I'll let you know if they're on the list. Hey, Ginger, why don't you go ahead and I'll give you three guesses and see if you can guess if any of these celebrities are on the top 10 list.
All right. So I will say Barbara Streisand. Shit.
She's not even on the top 25. Wow.
Brad Pitt.
Let's see.
And God, I don't usually pay attention to celebrities. Right.
Fuck them.
And Amber Heard. I'm gonna say Amber Heard.
No, they're not on.
Both of them are horrible people. Just to put it out there, both of them, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, are horrible.
All right, I got three.
All right, what you got?
I'm gonna guess Ellen.
She's a bitch.
Chevy Chase.
Oh.
And oh, what's the next one? I had another one. Tom Cruise.
Let's see.
Tom Cruise has one front tooth.
Yeah, that's
one front tooth. That's
the Scientology guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I pick him.
Yeah. All right. Oddly, they're not, according to this list, on the top 10 list, but I'm going to start from 10.
No.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Oh, did you want to guess?
What about Barbara Walters?
Nope.
Donald Trump.
Ooh, he is on the top 25 list, but not the top 10.
Okay, Mariah Carey.
Bastard.
Let's see.
Mariah.
I'm looking, bitch.
Mariah.
Nope. She's not even on the top 25.
She's not a real diva.
I mean,
but she apparently has a wine cellar that Eminem wants to stay in. So.
That's true. Oh, actually, Donald Trump is on number 6.
Really?
Yeah, he's number 6.
He's a piece of dog shit. A useless waste of human skin.
I can't disagree with you. Number 10, we're going to start with 10. Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
I can see that.
It's all that tiger blood.
Tiger blood and the AIDS and probably some syphilis too, if he's going that crazy.
AIDS doesn't make you rude.
That's why I said syphilis.
I
wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
does syphilis make you rude?
I think it makes you like go like.
Doesn't it like eat your brain and shit?
Crazy. Yeah.
If it goes untreated, like you will go like actually insane.
Damn, we gotta stay away from syphilis, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay away from Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right. Number 9, Aubrey Plaza.
Who's that?
She is the chick from Parks and Recreations.
What's that?
What?
Yeah, the bitchy girl.
Yeah. Look at her face.
Oh, that's too bad. But Chris Pratt is.
I know her.
He ACAB includes Chris Pratt. He's probably number 1.
Well, and this is only according to thetop10s.com. So obviously, any other site might give you another group of celebrities, you know?
That's so, fine. Totally
number 8, Lena Dunham.
Who's that?
So, Lena Dunham,
I heard she's a piece of shit.
Yeah. She's a creator and writer of the HBO TV series Girls.
What is that?
She also likes to rip. She's like one of those white ladies that likes to rip off like other people's culture. She's a culture vulture.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that about her.
I liked it.
Shit.
Shit. Chris looked at a photo. She's ugly. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
She is ugly too, but yeah, she is a white person trying to write from people's perspectives that she would have no idea
going on. Oh, she's one of those. Okay. Yeah. Number 7 is Amy Schumer.
No.
That's what it says.
Get out of here.
That's what it says.
Period.
I love Amy.
And by her comedy, honestly, are you surprised?
Yes, I'm not.
Like, for real.
I fucking love it. Number 6, Donald Trump. We already discussed that one.
He should be number one on nastiest piece of shit in the entire universe forever.
I mean, you're not wrong, because we already know Donald Trump. But number five is Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Oh. Which is, I kind of disagree with that, because I've met Miley, and I had a great...
She's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's a really nice person, but somebody probably caught her on an off day. But when I met her, she was super sweet, took a photo with me. It was great. Because I was on the set of the movie they made, The Last Song, and that's where she and Liam first got together. Their relationship is kaput now, clearly, but I was there for the beginning. And this is back before she cut all her hair off. Her hair was super long. I met her and her mom. And we were on set in Tybee Island in Savannah, Georgia. And unfortunately, one of my coworkers, because our restaurant was there for the carnival scene, he had a heat stroke. So he passes out, falls back, and his shoulder hits a table and he dislocates his shoulder. He's not responding. And so Miley sees this, runs over to the table. The ambulance, they run over behind her, or the EMTs, they run over behind her. And she holds my guy Franco's hand and says a prayer, you know, because she was very concerned. She was really sweet, really nice person. I disagree with this one on this list, but that's what top10s.com says.
Get the Yin Yang Twins song, Miley Cyrus, in my head whenever I hear her name.
I love Miley Cyrus. She's fun. I would definitely do shots with Miley Cyrus. 100%.
I would be around y'all doing shots and, like, cheering you on.
You can do shots of, like, lemongrass tea or something.
I don't
Yeah. We'll get you a mocktail. Yeah.
Something with no, like, lemongrass.
Got you. Unless it's on chicken, then I'm good. So, number four is Shia LaBeouf. I've heard some stories about him that he's not a really nice guy. I've heard.
Well, he also, like, grew up in Hollywood, so he's got to have probably a fucked up, like, way of looking at things.
Definitely has a chip on his shoulder.
Shia LaDouche.
Shia LaDouche. I love it. Number three, Kanye West.
Yeah, I can see
that. That does not surprise me at all.
No, yeah, that's not a shocker. That's I was wondering.
Who tops Kanye? That's and then in the last few years, he's been extra problematic.
I'll say, yeah. Number two, Justin Bieber is number two.
That wouldn't surprise me either. But I also heard he's, like, super nice too from other people who've met him.
He doesn't have Lyme's disease. What are you talking about?
Yeah, some type of disease.
No, he had like I forget what it's called, but it wasn't Lyme disease, but it was simulated a stroke kind of, where like half of his face, he couldn't move it. So he had to cancel his concert for that. He's better now. But that was like last year when it happened. But yeah. And his wife was going through some shit too.
He eats his burritos from the side.
Oh yeah. I heard about that. I heard they actually, they what's the word that it is? They looked into that and that wasn't even him apparently.
It was just a lookalike. Similar to him.
If I look like Justin Bieber, I'd go around eating like tacos backwards or something, like upside down or some shit, just to get some attention. Eat my nachos with like a spoon, just to be a dick.
I remember when Little Big Planet and Albert was Will's son, my stepson was younger. He found this Little Big Planet level. It's a video game with like a bunch of different ways of exploding and killing Justin Bieber.
Oh my god. I mean,
you could create your own levels.
Yes, and someone created a level where you just
there's a few apps through that allows you to like beat up George Bush and Donald Trump and shit, so that doesn't surprise me that exists. All right, so here is the number one according to the top10s.com rudest celebrity. Number one, Chris Brown.
He's a fucking lady beater, so I'm not surprised.
Not a lady beater. I've never heard that term before.
Oh, he beat the shit out of Precious Rihanna. Yeah. Like, I've never been a fan of him. I'm not into his music, really.
I like his music, but I don't like him as a person. And that makes sense.
There's lots of people that I love the music, but I hate them as a person.
Did you guys see the halftime show?
I watched just the halftime show on YouTube, and it was adorable. Like, her and ASAP Rocky are adorable. He is a gorgeous man, and, like, I am so happy for them. Fuck yeah.
ASAP Rocky can kick rocks, only because he stole my woman, and so I feel like... My beef against him is legit.
Not a huge fan, but at least like, he's a gorgeous man. He is a gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's a handsome. He's a handsome son of a bitch. I'll give you that. That's that, oh, that bastard stole my family. But
and then they were in British Vogue too, and she said she's
yeah.
Album later this year, supposedly.
She fucking better. It is. I am owed. I am owed. If she doesn't, I'm going to sue her for emotional distress. It's going to be class A lawsuit. Anybody wants to join in? Class action. Just let me know.
You're right on top of this list if she doesn't.
I know that's right. She's going to be number one. Riri, I'm kidding. If you're listening to this, I am in love with you. Okay, so you know, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you are a new listener, every now and then, I do a segment called Am I the Asshole? So it's a Reddit forum where people share stories and situations. They kind of want to know if they are an asshole in their particular situation or shituation, if you will. And this is the perfect way to end today's show. So let's go ahead and figure out who the asshole is. So I'm going to read you guys something, and then I want all three of you to tell me your opinion on who is the asshole in the situation. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Would I be the asshole if I uninvited my brother from a family trip after figuring out his secret? I'm a 32-year-old female, and my family takes an annual trip, and for years now, we alternate who pays. This year is my year. I dated a guy for 2 years, and let's just say he was incredibly toxic, and I'm in a much better mental space because he was out of my life. My brother, who's 22, is gay and has been in a relationship for 6 months, but hadn't introduced his boyfriend to us. This is odd because we met his previous boyfriends. As the weeks and months went on, I started to ask constantly why I couldn't meet his boyfriend. I started to worry it was some insane age gap between them or something. Yesterday, my brother jokingly took my phone and ran off. So I jokingly took his phone, which he left unlocked. I got curious and looked in his pictures. I saw pictures, right? I saw pictures of my ex. I was confused. Why do you have pics of my ex smiling, right? Then it hit me. I thought my ex was straight, so I needed confirmation. I unblocked him on Instagram to see tons of pictures of him and my brother clearly in a relationship.
Oh, this took a turn.
I confronted my brother about it, and he said, I'm sorry, this is why I didn't want to tell you. I didn't intentionally try to date him. He started hanging out with a friend of mine, and it went from there. I really care about him, and you know he's hot. Ha ha. Since, right?
So he's like, you know how it is.
You know he's like, hot. Come on. Since I'm paying for the trip, I'm uninviting my brother. Along with him, my family thinks I'm wrong for this. Am I the asshole? So what do you guys think, Willie and Ginger? Is she the asshole?
I don't think so. She's trying to protect her peace, to be honest. And if she's not over that relationship and, like, her, like, sibling, if she is close to them, like, did that, that's kind of, that's a little sad.
Was she broken up with this guy already before that happened?
Yeah, they broke up already. She broke up, her and the boyfriend, they broke up. But now her ex is dating her brother.
She should be okay with that.
It's a little weird that he's like, oh, by the way, like 2 days before the fucking, like, a whole, like,
family trip.
Boyfriend.
I don't think she is.
As long as the boyfriend's not coming on the trip.
Right.
Yeah, I would have him and just, like, the brother. Yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's not the asshole at all, I don't think, personally. Mm-hmm. But she should probably invite her brother and, like, talk about, like, the situation. If they actually...
That would fuck up the family trip. Let's have this discussion about why you shouldn't be dating my ex on this family trip.
Or, like, just tell me about it.
Well, yeah.
About his bad habits.
Yeah.
If you still want to date him, all right.
Well, Chris, what do you think? Who's the asshole here?
I think she was just trying to protect her peace.
I think so, too. Here's my take. I think the ex is the asshole in this situation. Yeah, because, like, first of all, you're dating your ex's brother. You know they're in the same family. You know that can produce drama, and you don't care. Like, you went after your ex's brother. Now, yes, the brother is an adult, and he also, you know, joined in on this, so I also think he's the asshole, too. I don't think she's the asshole for wanting to not invite him. You know what I'm saying? It's her fucking money, and the brother knew what he was doing, and the boyfriend knew what he was doing to the point that they hid it and lied to her. So I feel like that the two of them are the biggest assholes in this story, in my opinion.
That's, like, hiding that, too. Like, if you weren't ashamed, you wouldn't have hit it.
Exactly. Nope.
Sometimes everyone can be an asshole.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's enough room for more than one asshole.
There's three types of people in this world. Pussies, dicks, and assholes.
And I'm all three. I tell you what. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's... Listen, some of y'all are just overdo it with ranch. Y'all need to calm down. Just calm down with the ranch. There's French dressing. There's Catalina. There's honey mustard. There's Italian. There's so many other things. I'm like, calm down. Professionally silly life rules. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Shout out to the Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast for joining. Thank you guys so much.
Hey.
It was a lot of fun.
I told you, it's like a morning radio show, but we get to cuss. It's great.
It is the best.
Shout out to Mello from the Tea Kettle podcast. Thank you for joining.
It's always a blessing.
Make sure you guys subscribe to all of our podcasts on whatever platform you're using, and leave us all 5-star and written reviews. If this is your first time listening, I hope you come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share our podcast with friends, man. Do not hog all the fun to yourself. The Tea Kettle, Grand Rapidians Who Play Video Games podcast, and... of course, this one, the Professionally Silly Podcast. Don't forget to check out the Twitter and Instagram for the podcast at It's Pro Silly. And of course, join in on the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. So guys, do you have anything that you want to shout out once again, or something new that you like to share, your social media or anything like that?
We can always say our social media. We got grand_video on Twitter.
Okay. Still around.
Yeah, if it's still around. I know I keep writing hard on this because I want to, like, say something. If you're still listening, go look into Cop City in Atlanta. It's fucked up and wrong, and it's coming out of taxpayers' pockets. So please look into that. Donate if you can, any way possible. Share it, please.
Hell yeah. Appreciate that shout out. Mello, you want to shout anything out? You good?
Let's burn Cop City.
Hell yeah.
Burn it to the ground.
Give life, cops take life.
Death to fascism.
It's like domestic terrorism, you know what I mean?
It really is. And they're trying to blame the people who they're arresting for it. We kind of went into it on our podcast.
Police are the aggressors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blue Lives Murder.
I love
Blue
that.
Blue Cops Klan.
Oh my God, the two of you are awesome. I love it. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for bonus information. My social media stuff, I'll be sure to include the links to both of these podcasts right there for you. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all my most used social medias, my platforms, TikTok, Instagram, both my YouTube channels, all that in one spot. And if you're interested in sending things or writing me, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Send anything you would like, and I'll make sure to make an unboxing video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Once again, it's your Audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And I will leave you with this. Ladies and gentlemen, as a kid, 99.9% of the times I've cried was due to physical pain. But as an adult, 99.9% of the times I've cried was due to emotional pain. That's hard to think about. Yo, it's silly out here. Shout out to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast, and shout out to the Tea Kettle podcast. It has been an honor recording with you guys, and I cannot wait to do it again.
Yeah, same. It's been very awesome. Thanks for having us.